Chapter 1. King McGill stumbled into his chamber, having had way too much to drink. The room spinning, his head pounding from the night's festivities. A woman whose name he did not know clung to his side, one arm draped around his waist, her shirt half removed, leading him with a giggle toward his bed. Two attendants closed the door behind them and disappeared discreetly. McGill did not know where his queen was, and on this night he did not care. They rarely shared a bed anymore. She often retired to her own chamber, especially on nights of feasts, when the meals went on too long. She knew of her husband's indulgences and did not seem to care. After all, he was king, and McGill kings had always ruled with entitlement. But as McGill aimed for bed,